This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and today we're going to go through old mate Carl Jung's quote, one that I have never spoken about here out of nearly 600 podcasts. It actually is over 600 when you include musings, but nearly 600 Mood Prep podcasts. And that is, Carl Jung's I do enjoy his stuff. I think integrating his teachings into what it is that we're really learning is quite powerful, because it does speak to the darker or the deeper unconscious and the subjective components that empirical research can't touch yet. So either way, his quote is, whoever looks outside dreams, whoever looks inside awakes. And so when we can think about this and break it down, we are taught in our Western civilization that we have, which is a great civilization. It has its errors, of course, but is a great civilization. To be a dreamer and to go after your dreams and dream big is really quite powerful. So often, though, we actually get stuck in the matrix, in the rat race, in pursuing these external things. And it feeds back into this idea that, you know, to set buying things to make you happy or obtaining things to make you happy is like taping sandwiches to your body to satisfy hunger, right? So a balance of dreaming externally for you as an individual and for the community around you and for the greater good is powerful. But when we live in an external world, we're never actually living, because the living is happening internal. And so when we can go inside, when we can go deeper into our meaning structures, into our breaking down our thoughts and our belief structures and where they came from and where we were taught that, and understanding ourself, not understanding our personality, behaviors and traits, that is different. It's all objective. It's not what I'm referring to. I'm talking about go sit in a fucking dark room, ask yourself a bunch of questions and see what shit comes out and observe it all. Don't judge it, because that's just the structures judging itself, right? It's like the tongue tasting itself. It's not the same. It's like the ego getting rid of itself. Someone's like, oh, I got rid of my ego. It's like, what the fuck is that? You don't get rid of the ego, you integrate it. And that's the way you learn to show up as you are, rather than being told to get rid of your ego. It's interesting. Anyway, so the continual encouragement isn't to ignore the dreams, the goals, the external aspirations. The continual encouragement is to integrate the internal awaken that we have the opportunity, right, to really know ourselves, to know the holes in our being that we're leaving open, but we're rejecting. Because whatever we reject about our personality, about our being, doesn't go away, it stays with us. And we never learn how to truly nurture and integrate that into us. And so it shows up as it, not integrated into a healthy version of who we are. So my encouragement for you is to be careful falling into a reductionist viewpoint of either side, of being the dreamer and just being in your head, or being the workaholic and just working your ass off. Integrate both, so that you're able to not dream and be a workaholic. That's not it. That you're actually able to self-actualize by being clear on what's really important to you, rather than important to the structures to make you feel safe based upon the parents' love that you never received. Very fucking different. Right? That's learning how to understand yourself. The subjective components to this whole equation is very challenging, and it's scary. And more often than not, when you try to let go of the ego structures that are scared, that have been keeping you scared, they flare up because they don't want to go anywhere. They want to stay in you. It's like a virus, right? They want to be alive. And that's a perfect indication that you're going the right way. Keep going that way. It'll be bumpy. It'll be weird. It'll be hard. But anything worth doing is. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, you guys know the deal. Well, unless it's your first one, pass it on with someone else that know, you know, or maybe even think, or maybe fuck them, just pass it to them anyway and be like, get your head around this. That they might find it beneficial. Otherwise, you can grab my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books. But I'm out. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.